And I thought, what would these guys do if they happened to read story books of those? What do these two guys think of this man? It's just kind of blowing across my head. They would think it was an exciting story, but it needed a lot of cleaning up to make it on Broadway. And I got to thinking, yeah, how would somebody do a Broadway musical on W. Axl Rose? Because 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when we're all toothless hipsters, somebody's going to come along and look at our past 10, 20 years and turn it into a Grease.
Face it. All your struggles, all your aspirations will be turned into happy days 20 years from now.
They will make our drug addictions and our bands and our styles acceptable in family entertainment. Somebody will do that. So I started thinking, well, how would they approach it? Los Angeles on the Broadway stage. On that stage would be Sunset Boulevard. Not that Sunset Boulevard. My Sunset Boulevard. The Sunset Boulevard that belongs to the struggling musicians and the actors and the writers and screenwriters and journalists and artists. Self-important PAs, record company creeps, movie industry scumbags. That Sunset Boulevard. But it would be a Sunset Boulevard Broadway would understand. Not 750 sun-blasted, godforsaken miles of single-level pre-World War II buildings, but everything jammed together into two exciting blocks. That's what Broadway wants to see. It wants to see In-N-Out Burger and all three Denny's, and it wants to see the Capitol Records building and the Hollywood Mountain all jammed together. Guitar Center, Stars Guitars, Freedom Guitars, Cadillac Corner, all jammed together into two exciting blocks. And they would turn our Axl Rose into a king. A young man who comes to Hollywood with a trunk full of talent and a heart full of dreams. There would be aspects of that history that they could not put on the Broadway stage to make it profitable. He would play their heroic. Man. They would hire one of those all singing, all dancing, triple threat, good looking guys. He'd rock. But he'd be sprinkled with that magic powder that says, actor. Now, I figured, okay, let's imagine that the house lights are deep. The overture plays. And we find ourselves looking at a darkened stage. That's how it would start. Something arty. What would that darkness represent? It would represent the warm, moist, fertile, fecund, fudgy boom of the heavy metal revolution. Ground zero where it all begins. And from that darkness would come a sound. And what would that sound be? Would it be the cry of a baby? Would it be the shriek of a wounded animal? No. Coming from that darkness would be the incessant, mind-numbing chatter of an early 80s classic rock DJ.
Put me on a gurney, that was an hour of journey. I am the crazy man, it is a Friday. My parents died in a fire, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be down at the Comedy Store this weekend listening to Elaine Boozler, Sam Kinison, and also we're going to have our mobile guitar.
Now, only if someone would be playing Heavy Metal Rewards. Heavy Metal Rewards.
Circle of hell, you fucking witch. We're a music store, but not just any music store.
Thank you.
Then, like a fart out of heaven, this idyllic scene is blown apart by an incredibly bad Neil Diamond, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cameron McIntosh, stinky guitar rock and roll riff that nobody would ever really use in rock and roll. It goes like... It's time for the obligatory Broadway street scene. Yeah, let's bring the story up now. Our hero leaves the safe confines of the Guitar Center. See, he's just come to town. He's got this crash pad. He's got some friends he's going to stay with for a while till he gets settled. But he doesn't know his way around town. See, he's new in town. As he makes his way to North Hollywood Boulevard, he takes a wrong turn down a blind alley. Yes, one of those obligatory blind alleys with a brick wall. With rock slogans written on it like, swell. Insult your old man. Now as he makes his way down this blind alley, he sees something out of the corner of his eye. The shadow that becomes a leaf. Whoa, maybe the same paradise thing. No. He finds himself surrounded by the flotsam and jetsam of LA society. The no goodness, the runaways, daddy's little girl gone mad. LA's notorious. Children of the night.
Hey, mira lo que traje, el Greyhound.
Hey, Charles, speak English.
Listen, bitch, my people were here first, Dave.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you tell your people about Manifest fucking Destiny?
How about instead I tell you about Manifest fucking Destiny?
Hey! Don't worry. That's only stage combat.
So, corn cob, where are you from?
Lafayette, Indiana.
Hey, Jeffro. Want a cigarette?
Want a Corona?
Cool it, chicks.
Sorry, Spider.
This one's mine. Hello, Jesus. So good stuff. Do you like music?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sweet. Did you come to Hollywood to be in a metal band? Maybe play a little...
Fucking jacket, 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 fucking jacket
okay, it's a great time now, because like Spire so eloquently said, things are boiling down on the street here in L.A. A whole new music scene burgeoning. What's going on inside the record companies? Are they aware of what's going on down on the street? Do they really have their fingers on the pulse? So I thought, let's go across town and see what happens inside a record company this time. Now, in this scene, to give it the proper emotional intensity and dignity it so richly deserves, I will need lots of reverb on my voice. This next scene takes place not in Hollywood, but over the hill and over the hill in the dry, cracked tissue of the ends of San Fernando rises a black granite building like a black plastic angel probe. Inside this building is the center of the music industry. In this seat, I will play the head of Alien. And in this scene, I have called all my hellish baseball cap-wearing minions around. We are having a marketing meeting, and I am going to give them my strategy. Here is my thing. I will look at the top of the charts and see who's hot. Then, once I figure out who's hot on the top of the charts, I'll go out and find a band like that band, only with a different name. Secure them, and then have a hit band too. That's the way they used to do things in 1983. Again, I ask you to imagine a long black granite table and a long black granite table. All my baseball cap wearing sycophants are around as I discuss finding a band like the band that is at the top.
Duran, 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 all Thank you. Because it does, wouldn't it be trippy if my safety pickets clicking, and the ears get bigger and bigger than the zipper and Barazzi ever was.
There's a little red.
this club is called Jumbo's Clown Room.
If this piece on emotional intensity and dignity it so richly deserves, I'll need the help of the Andy.
Class.